A survey to determine the level of scarcity of the various professions and critical skills is to be launched. This follows a government white paper on guidelines for market premium on a single spined pay policy. According to the white paper, market premium would be paid by government to attract and retain critical skills in short supply within the economy. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Grievance, Negotiation and Collective Bargaining at the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Cornelius Yorson, said the market premium would not be negotiable.
Governments would come out with skills that it considers are critical for the attainment of its objectives. These skills that are going to be, there's going to be a survey on to show their levels of scarcity. So we are going to have two conditions. The first condition is that the skill must be critical. But apart from being critical, it must be in short supply. So you can be a critical skill, as for example, an engineer or a doctor, but the survey must show that that skill is in short supply. So a survey will be conducted to find out the levels of scarcity, and the mathematics will be done such that what amount is paid will be dependent on the skills of scarcity determined by the survey.
Does that mean that those who think their skills are critical, but it is not adjudged to be so by whatever study, may not necessarily be part of it?
No. That's why there's going to be a survey, and it is going to be transparent enough for everybody to understand why, though they may be critical, they are not scarce. Or conversely, they may be scarce, but they are not critical.
A labor consultant, Austin Gummy, called for cool hands among the various labor unions and government. He said there should be more education on the market premium to lower the expected level of agitations.
Let us all admit that the fingers are not all the same. There are people who have some knowledge about these things. There are others who also have knowledge about other areas. Let everybody be humble and accept that those who have knowledge about these things, they are not going to be acting as if they only know it. But for the time being, they know it. Let's allow them to guide the conversation so that we can all arrive at a very simple understanding. If a standing joint negotiating committee wants to embark upon education, we need to invite others to assist in the facilitation process. Because if you have a village that the men there marry the women and they don't mix up from other areas, you have only one-sided children.
The Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsen, called for further clarification of what market premium is. He said what is important is a basic pay of every worker and not market premium.
I don't see anything wrong with it. Market premium. What is market premium? My own understanding is that market premium may be paid to, you know, people who have some specialized knowledge about something. Maybe I may be wrong, but that's how I see it. That somebody whose services is needed, and that if he's not, you know, rewarded or considered as a special person who is providing some special services, he may decide to leave system and go elsewhere and earn, you know, very good salary. So if the employer wants to retain the person, then you can negotiate with the person that, okay, then I'll give you so much so that you don't leave me and go. It is an allowance that is given to people who services are needed to, you know, keep the system running. It shouldn't be something that every worker, clerk, laborer, sweeper, or everybody wants market premium. What is it about? Because your basic salary is what is important. Your minimum, what you are entitled to as a worker, that you have to be paid every month is what is important.
That was the Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsen.